Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make music. Happy music and sad music. Funny music and serious music.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
I'm in love. I don't want to wig you out, but I feel the love. This is 20 years of marriage. I'm in love. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 165. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 165. Yeah, I'm in love. I've been in love for 20 years, 20 plus years. This is going to be my 20th year of marriage with my wife. I love my wife. I love my life, I love my kids, and I love doing Guy in a Tie. So, any suggestions about some cool presents to give to my wife for 20 years is much appreciated. So, you know, this is Guy in a Tie, and I'm thinking about love. And that's the topic of today's Guy in a Tie. It's love. This is Sarah Bareilles' love song. No, I can't play that, but this is 4 Years Strong with Love Song, Sarah Bareilles. This is a little punk, goes pop. Pop goes punk? I don't know. This is Love Song by 4 Years Strong. Hope you dig it.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe easy for a while.
The breathing gets harder, even I know that. Made room for me.
It's too soon to see if I'm happy in your hands.
I'm unusually hard to hold on to.
There's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
You and I are alike. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
Love in your heart. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie. I love Guy in a Tie. Do you? I really do. Guy in a Tie. Check it out. This is a band called Let's Get It, with a track called Do Not Disturb, because, you know, they're in love, too. I'm in love. Are you in love? This is love, 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 love. Welcome to Gynetai, episode number 165.
And entrance is time to turn heads. I came to break necks and get in the bed. They won't deny me what I came to see. They all wanna be number one on my team.
Tell me how bad do you want it? Oh, you want it.
I'm throwing all kinds of fire and fire and fire. I see you admire my walk, my pose. You come to all my shows and you.
That was a new band called Let's Get It with a track called Do Not Disturb. And I love that band. They're a new band. They're coming out with their EP. It's a 6-track EP coming out August 4th off Fearless Records. How can you go wrong with Fearless Records? And I made a link so you guys can go pick it up on iTunes, or you can go to the website and you can download it for when it comes out August 4th for like $5. And they have 6 songs. And that was called Let's Get It. They're new. They're independent. Actually, they're no longer independent. They just got picked up by a record label, Fearless Records. So how cool is that? So we're talking about love. I love love. I love being in love. I've been in love for 20 years. I have 2 kids, and I love doing a gynetai. There's a lot of things I love. I love my job. It's hard for me to rank things in my life, and I don't actually really care. I just love what I'm doing. I love my Skyline Health and Medicine magnet. I love the students that are in my magnet. Even the ones I don't know, it doesn't really matter because I'm going to love them all. I've been doing this job for 25 years. And there isn't a kid that I haven't disliked. I like them all. I love them all. And that's just the way it is, doing the Gynetai. So,
there's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
No, because I am Gynetai. I am Mr. Bradley. I run the Skyline Health and Medicine program with an emphasis on principles of biomedical science, and I wear a tie. I always have. I view my job as serious. I work hard. I call it doing the Gynetai thing. That's why I wear a tie. It's important to me. My students are important to me. My goal is for my students to become smarter, happier, confident, and realize that effort creates success. To work hard, to do their own Gynetai thing. Hey, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
So that was the Clicker Challenge, and later on in today's Gynetai podcast, I'll play that again, and then I'll give you the answer. So save your little notes, and at the end of the Gynetai podcast, I'll give you the answers. All right, so next up is a band called Houston Call. They're out of Houston, Texas, and I love them. I played them first in 2006, and I kind of expected that they would go out of business. They would drop. They would fail. They would, I don't know. They had a great sound, but they couldn't move forward. And this is an independent band. This is called Houston Calls, and the track I'm going to play is Exit Emergency. I played them in 2006. They're actually one of the first bands I ever played. I got permission from. I contacted, and now here they are. Exiting. This is a track called Exit Emergency by Houston Calls. You know, I made a link. You guys can go buy them. This is like their farewell tour, their farewell CD. And I'm sad to see them go. I was hoping for the best, but oh well. This is Exit Emergency by Houston Calls. Hope you dig it. We'll be right back. All right, that was Houston Calls with a track called Exit Emergency. And, you know, it's off their previous CD. I don't know. It's the one with the yellow and the paint. I can't really remember. I haven't checked it out. But this is Houston Calls, The End of an Era, E-R-R-O-R. Well, it's out on August 14th, and I dig the band, Exit Emergency, Houston Calls. I really loved them. I saw them in concert one time at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, and I thought they would be great, but they didn't make it. So, you know, buy the CD, support the band, and I'm sure they'll break up and it'll be picked up by someone else. So, all right, later on today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll give the clicker challenge answers. I'm kind of chilling on doing the Guy in a Tie thing. You know, I have schools in session when school starts because there's no school in session. I'm enjoying the summer. I miss the Ann Arbor news, and it's now time for a track that I love called Stereo Movers. Stereo Movers is a band. They're from Montreal, Canada. It's a two-member band, StereoMovers.com. You can go check them out. They are unsigned. They've been around for 10 years. It's Alex and Simone, or Simon, you know, the French, and they crack me up because, you know, I asked them to be my friends on MySpace and Facebook like 5 years ago, and they said no. I'm like, what? You don't want me to play your tracks? What's up? And so I never played the music. And then I played Ocean. And they did finally give me permission. And here I am, like, what, 3-4 years later, playing Stereo Movers with a track called Love Is. Because you know what? Love is all that really matters. At the end, all I know is that it's just me and my wife. That's it. And my kids. You know, there's no school. There's nothing else. Just me and my wife. Because love is all that matters. This is Love Is by Stereo Movers. Hope you dig it. Okay, so that was Houston Calls, you know, the farewell tour. Go and check it out. I made a link at Gynetide for Houston Calls. They're one of my favorite bands, and I communicated with them a lot in the beginning, and I played a lot of their tracks, and they just never moved forward. So I'm sorry for you guys, but all right, this next up band is Hollow Horse. As you guys know, I played them a lot on Gynetide.com. Hollow Horse is Kenny Little's band from Glasgow. Hollow Horse is an independent band. They have a record label, which is Tortoise Records, which is out of Scotland, in England. But Hollow Horse is a band that I just picked up. I love them. I played them originally with their track, the original CD called Beggar's Town, with a lot of tracks called Forget the Girl, Wait, I'm Left Wondering, Halfway There, off their CD Beggar's Town. But this recently, they have a track, they have a CD called Escaping from a Submarine, and I know that they're definitely working on a new one. So Kenny Little, I dig you, I love you in Scotland, and I'm going to play a track from your CD called Beggar's Town, Love One Another. This is Hollow Horse, and I dedicate it to my wife. I love you, Sarah.
Love one another, yeah. Love one another, yeah. Love one another, yeah. Love one another, yeah. As a river has to flow, and nothing ever lasts forever. Forget everything you know. There's one thing that I'm certain of, and it's something that won't wait. We're all just shadows cast upon a wall. You can change your life, but you can't change your fate. Love one another. Something that won't wait. We're all just shadows cast upon a wall. You can change your life, but you can't change your fate. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another.
There you go. That was Hollow Horse with a track called Love One Another off their CD Beggar's Town. You know, they have 3 CDs out, and you can go pick them up in iTunes. I have them all. I love them. They're from Scotland, and someday I'm going to go and visit Kenny and just have a sit down and share a dram with him. He and his wife, he just got married last summer, and he was with his wife for like 100 years, and he finally tied the knot in Las Vegas, of all places. So, Kenny, I have my anniversary 20 years coming up, and you have your first year. So, you know, we're both teachers. We both love our students that are in our classroom. You love doing art. I love doing science. I love doing the Gynetype podcast and sharing your music. All right, so it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
Okay, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Shrek.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two, Walk the Line.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three, The Incredibles.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four, Braveheart.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five, Contact with Jodie Foster.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
Okay, so here we are at the end of today's Love, Love, Love Gynetype podcast from my wife, Sarah. And, you know, every year in December, I do the Gynetype Christmas special, Happy Holidays special. And one of my favorite bands is Jets Under Fire out of Austin, Texas, with a track called The Love in Your Heart. You know, it's Christmas in July. We don't really talk about it too much, but I love dealing with beautiful and tender and authentic music. This is Jets Under Fire out of Austin, Texas, and I made a link on Gynetype.com. You guys can check out this band and all the bands. They are unmistakably heartbreaking. They have some sensible melodies, and they're piano-driven, and I just dig them. They're independent, and they're here for you on Gynetype. This is Jets Under Fire with a track called The Love in Your Heart. Hope you dig it, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So it's summertime. I had a great time doing my health and medicine, biomedical engineering summer camp. I missed all those students. But mostly this Gynetai podcast was about love, 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 love. I'm really freaking out about what I need to get or what I should purchase or what I should share with my wife. Because it's 20 years coming up and that's kind of a big deal. And I'm also getting ready for the first year of my health and medicine magnet. So this is Gynetai. I love these podcasts. Post a comment to gynetai.com. Tell me if you love or like these Gynetai podcasts. Or post a comment to my Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want to do. So this is Gynetai. Do your homework. See ya.